at this time every day, we have some music, and today is no exception. Local Adelaide musician Luke Carlino, he's been carving a name for himself with his electronic beats and intricately layered guitar loops. Luke never fails to create an emotional experience for his listeners. He's been busy touring Europe, and he'll be leaving for life to go to Melbourne this weekend, although that's maybe a little bit extreme. He can define that for us in a minute, but not before a proper goodbye. He'll be playing a farewell gig this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, look, mate, I'm great. Always good at this time of the morning.
Absolutely.
I'm just amazed that we can get musicians out of bed to get in here early for this sort of slot.
But when I first got the email, I thought it was 8:30 at night, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. And then I reread it. Like, oh, man,
Been awake for at least an hour by then.
I know, right?
Yeah. Look, you've just been on this big tour. What was it like?
Yeah, it was awesome. I spent about a month in London playing sort of around the UK,
yeah,
which was amazing. I'd never even been there before, so to go over and play was rad. And yeah, they're really lovely people over there. They love their music. They come out to shows. The other musicians I played with were all really great, and it was just a good experience all around, really. So yeah, it was really cool, really cool.
And what sort of venues were you playing?
Small ones, I would say. No, they were the venues were actually lovely over there. I didn't find one venue where there was like a bad sound system they all had sound guys that were super keen. I played one venue called the Troubadour, and it's where they've got all these pictures on the wall of like the Beatles played there when they first
started. It's a pretty well-known venue.
Yeah, and Hendrix played there and stuff like that. And you're like playing on the stage that these pictures are taken on. Like, wow, Hendrix stood here. And then you feel a bit not as good as Hendrix.
Look, a lot of people who've gone to the UK and mainland Europe, I think of the UK as really Europe as well, but where they're comedians or musicians, they say, you know, one of the great things over there is that you can get out during the week and play a gig and still sort of pack it out.
Yeah, well, so I played, the very first show I played there was in a place called Watford, which is a little bit further out, and that was on a Monday night, and it was raining. And there was like 60 people in the venue just to watch music and do something because it was raining, which is a cool way to approach rainy weather.
Absolutely awesome. I mean, we're heading into some fantastic weather at the moment, and we've just come out of a bit of a cold patch. So, you know, Adelaideans, just remember that. Next time it's raining in between the Fringe and Spring, you can still get out and see bands on a Monday night.
I was like, where I come from, we wouldn't be out like this.
Look, what else have you been up to?
I'm going to head to Melbourne this weekend, actually. So I'm playing at the Grace.
Finding of a court case or anything like that?
Sorry?
It's not the finding of a court case or anything like that?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, not that I remember, so maybe, who knows? It could have gone either way. So I'm going to play the Grace on Saturday night with some good friends of mine are joining the bill as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really quite a good night of music, I think. And I picked the Grace specifically because it's my favorite venue to play in.
Top little venue?
Yeah, love it. And so I figured I'd throw a little bit of a bash before I head off early the next morning to Melbourne, see what's going on over there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, look, so many Adelaide bands go over to Melbourne and sometimes we never see them again. But, you know, what's your plan?
I don't know. We'll see how we go. I think I'll always come back to Adelaide a bit. I've been here my whole life, so it holds a very special
place.
Except
when you've been in the UK.
Except for when I've been in the UK. But I'm definitely not going to never, ever come back to Adelaide, mainly because I've still got some stuff here. So I'm going to have to come and get it at some point.
Now, what you haven't brought is your loop pedals, and I do like your style because if people want to catch the full Carlino, they've got to go to the Grace Emily.
You don't want to give away everything.
That's right.
You know, for free.
Yeah.
I should mention that the show on Saturday night's free.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, you shouldn't give away things for free except yeah, goodbye right. gig. So you've been recording with some pretty interesting people, are you?
Yes. Yeah, I have. The best people. Yeah. I've been recording a new EP which is nearly ready and I'll release a single from it pretty soon. The guys that I've been working with are a production company called 6-4. They used to be in Lowrider, who, you know, Adelaide Institution.
Yeah.
Now they play with like AB Original, Katie Baker, a whole bunch of rad acts, and they produce for a bunch of people as well. So I'm in very good company. Yeah.
And has that changed your sound much? Developed your sound? What's been the
the
production of that liaison?
Yeah. Well, every now and then I get to play live with the guys as well, so I get to play with the full band, which is cool. So we still use the loops, but I've got a drummer and a keyboard player to sort of pad everything out and make everything bigger. So the record is definitely a lot more instrumentation, bigger beats, a lot more elements as well. The first EP I released was very acoustic. This one's, I don't even, there's not a lot of acoustic on it at all, actually. So, yeah, so it's definitely different, but that's kind of the point. I don't think you should keep making the same stuff, you know.
Now, as we said before, if you want the full Carlino, you've got to get along to the Grace Emily. Who are you playing with on Saturday night?
Also the best people ever. I didn't really want to just book a show. I wanted to sort of make this
bit of a night.
Exactly what I would want to leave Adelaide on. So I picked three acts that I love. It's really just so I can see them play. This was my way of like getting a free show.
Why not?
So I've got Phil Meekin from the Grenadiers opening with a solo set, which he doesn't do that a lot.
No.
But when he does, it's awesome.
I've never seen him do it, but it sounds great.
Yeah, it's really great. He's going to be playing a lot of stuff. He's got a new band called True Holiday, so he's going to play a lot of stuff from there. Then Sasha March is playing, who is, a beautiful voice.
She's played live on Radio Adelaide, as have the Grenadiers. Yeah. You're in good company.
That's right. Yeah. And then Maggie Rudgens, who I haven't played with before, but I've always wanted to because I really love her music, and she just changed her name. This is her last show as Maggie Rutchen. She told me yesterday. So she's got some new stuff coming. So this is kind of the last chance to see what she used to do. So if you liked what she used to do.
Yeah, yeah. I've played some of the music on here, but obviously next time I do, it won't be as Maggie.
No, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm sure it'll be amazing because that's what she does.
So it's a night of endings and a night of births, so to speak, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, epic.
Yeah, man. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Right? Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good.
Well, look, thanks so much for coming in this morning. As we said, you can catch Luke and friends on Saturday night at the Grace Emily. Doors are from 8, and you'll be on much later, I imagine.
Yeah, I'll probably go on last,
yeah.
I think, in that lineup.
And I'm thinking there might be a bit of a super lineup for one or two songs.
Yeah, look, I've got a couple of surprises in my set. That'll be, definitely. We like to do that sort of thing. We've got a lot of very talented friends, I'll say that. So we like to hang out and do stuff. That's the whole point, right?
Cool. Yeah. Get along and see Luke on Saturday night. Sounds like it's going to be great fun at the Grace Emily. Doors from 8. You are listening to Breakfast on Radio Adelaide.